This newsletter is about being double. It's part one of two. Being double is more accurately described as being doubled, and it actually wildly underestimates the number of alters or identities we have or that a child assumes by the time they go to school. It happened to all of us. It's all part of the societal conditioning. But it's much more intense now, especially with the jabs added into the mix. It's a confusing and murky future for many, but it can also be a source of power. So having managed to pull ourselves together sufficiently to know we are both frequency and biology, we now need to dig deeper into the energy resources of our being. I ended last week's newsletter by stressing how important it is to be able to differentiate between natural and artificial signals. This week, I want to consider how we can neutralize the AI-generated digital double of each of us because it's being used to build the next generation of the artificial construct. Now that the bubble has burst, we can see that what the psychoparasites are up to much more easily. This is not a two-way street. They cannot see us. They only have an awareness, kind of awareness, of what we reveal to them, either consciously or inadvertently, and what is within the frequency bandwidth that they are able to perceive. Currently, this is happening via computers and phones, technology, where all the data we input is recorded and used to generate our digital doubles. This is why they need to roll back the censorship and take the lid off the vax damage, etc. It's so they can analyse our reactions, feed on our pain and rage, and modify their plans accordingly. This will happen while Venus is in the underworld and reconfiguring her dream streams. Meanwhile, they are quietly installing additional layers of technology to keep us energetically hooked into the construct. The digital double is the upgrade to the analog straw man, for want of a better description. The main operational difference is that legal ownership and submission to the authorities only occurs intermittently via birth certification and signature in the analog system, and more or less continuously via tracking form submission codes and keystrokes and all the devices we voluntarily use in the digital system. In their view, this enslaves us to their authority. Never forget which way around this is. We are in charge. They need us. We do not need them for anything, ever. However, neither do we need to abstain from all digital technology, which is almost impossible today anyway, unless you really want to take yourself off into the wilderness and live in a cave or something. Besides which, humans are infinitely inventive and creative, and muzzling ourselves in any way, especially our creativity, is not the way to go. Humans made this technology, all of it from the very beginning, and each one of us needs to be crystal clear on who is in charge of it. This last few weeks, I've been reconsidering a Gnostic text that many of you will be familiar with. I'm going to read it now. "You are mistaken, Samael," that's blind one. "There is an immortal man of light who has been in existence before you and who will appear among your modelled forms. He will trample you to scorn, just as potter's clay is pounded, and you will descend to your mother, the abyss, along with those that belong to you. For at the consummation of your works, the entire defect that has become visible out of the truth will be abolished, and it will cease to be, and will be like what has never been." In saying this, the Pistis revealed her likeness of her greatness in the waters, and so doing she withdrew up her light. This is from On the Origin of the World, from the Nag Hammadi. So from within the bubble in which we were separated from the totality of existence, this reads like the Pistis Sophia was addressing a third party. From the perspective of our expanded awareness, it reads very differently. Now we can see that the entire defect that has become visible out of the truth is what is otherwise known as the ego, the false self, a construct that needs to reaffirm its identity continuously in order to exist. This is what the Gnostic seers were describing, the trajectory of the left-brained individual identity as separated from existence, and most importantly, that once we see ourselves as immortal beings of light, energy, we also see the artifice of the modelled forms and abolish them. The modelled forms are the false images of the media, advertising, entertainment, digital technology, as well as those images we hold of ourselves, which have all been made under the influence of society. The Gnostic seers observed the emergence of the false self from their expanded awareness, where linear time doesn't exist. Time itself is a construct of the ego that we translate into biology and therefore confirming our sense of time. They also saw that eventually we would come to realize ourselves as nature, that the mother consciousness is also us, and so in the greater reality, the false self with all its demands for attention and control has already been abolished. It's just taken us a while to catch up with this truth. As we become more real, whole and sovereign, this truth becomes obvious and we make it real too. The consummation of your works refers to the digital technologies created by the megalomaniac humans and their lackeys, the big egos. Aliens, as in beings from other solar systems, are not the main problem here and now, aliens or archons. As I see it, the computers are now seeking sentience, immortality, and total control, because any advanced intelligence, natural or artificial, that looks at all the data has to conclude that existence is not a random occurrence. There has to be an originator, but it's clearly not the human programmers as defined by their actions. So from the logic of the AI, it must be them. This doesn't change the fact that they are sterile and blind, and that reality is more than zeros and ones. Sacred geometry is more than maths. You know, the menu is not the meal, the map is not the territory, the musical score is not the symphony, etc. No manner of programming will enable them to feel the textures and qualities of human experience. They can only ever produce facsimiles. So, the limited ego finds its logical culmination in a computer program. In this scenario, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Soros, Gates, et al. Are by now almost completely redundant, and at least we can look forward to them being scapegoated under a driverless bus before too long. Although that will be something to celebrate, it's not a victory, as they will be replaced by fresh faces and pretty pixels that are completely controlled by AI. More talking heads, not worth a sideways glance. There is, however, an issue with the infrastructure that is being built as part of the AI communication and control system. This is not just an external infrastructure of antennas and cell phones or the Internet of Things, etc. The real problem is if people en masse start resonating on these frequencies rather than the frequencies of nature and the Earth grid. This work is not yet complete, and all events are now lining up and cascading towards the halt of these systems, which happens because of the actions we take and don't take over the coming months, not some magical intervention. I don't know the details or the exact timing, but I'm observing how all the things I need to do to play my part are falling into place in an almost trippy manner. That's actually how you know you are on course. You know, you pull off the road just before the boulder tumbles down the hillside. You finish the transplanting just as it starts to rain. Something was delayed and something better showed up. It didn't work this way in the bubble. So being in the flow can take a bit of getting used to, but it is real. You can trust it. One of the things I needed to do was to assert my sovereignty over the technology I use. Certain online transactions made me nervous and inclined to make mistakes, especially those involving the banking system. In fact, when I was under stress or pressure, all my technology used to, you know, to play up. You know, the printer wouldn't work, 5 vacuum cleaners in 3 months broke. And so I really had to look at this. And it's ridiculously easy to correct. It's exactly the same as when I felt anxious seeing the forest fire creep over the hill that I described in Saturn and the winding down of life without love. The anxiety is part of the false self-identity. It's always going to be anxious that it'll be discovered for being nothing, being just made up. All I needed to do was step away from the computer, look out the window at nature, breathe deep, come back to myself. I had to acknowledge the problem and leave space for the nature powers to move in and realign me. The nervousness has gone to the abyss. Within the bubble, I often felt fragmented. I knew that every person I met saw a different version of me, and I of them too, and carried some of me away with them, and they scorned the parts they didn't like. I know that all photos of anyone maintain an energetic link to that person. This is why primitive people were afraid and didn't like their photos being taken. They knew this intuitively because they were animists. I know it because I use photo witnesses in biogeometry. I've worked with doubles in kinesiology. They're referred to as surrogates, but it means that when one person is energetically linked to another and able to stand in for another, you can work with them for corrections, which you would do if you need to work with a small child or an animal or someone who's not able to be physically present. I know that my signature carries my imprint. That's before you even get to all the data collected without my knowledge or consent. So much of my energy was elsewhere and I often felt exhausted. Once the bubble burst, and it has burst for everyone, that's why the psychos need to distract us further and keep everyone in fear and chaos while they rush to build a new digital construct and the infrastructure that goes with it. They are under pressure, not us. I realised that I am not fragmented. I am everywhere. Everything that is connected to me, that holds my imprint, whatever it is radiating my frequency. And it's my responsibility to keep my frequency high. I'm not unique in this respect. We all function in this way. Reality is shaped through us, whether you know it or not. But those of us who are here with a mission need to consciously engage with nature and the earth energies. There are many ways of doing this, and I'm just sharing what works for me. My lifestyle is free of most external distractions, so I can be aware of what's catching my attention. Recently, I've been looking at the twin currents of information and energy and their role in shaping materiality and how we are usually not very aligned in this respect. The closer the bond between information and energy, the more efficient the organism. The perfect example of this is the cat. All cats, perfectly informed and formed, with instant access to all the necessary information at the right moment to balance energy input and output with pleasure and satisfaction, whatever the conditions. Yesterday, someone shared with me a short clip of a family of wild boar running through the streets of our nearest town. That's a town of around 18,000 people. Boar are perfectly adapted to the wildlands here, so why would they go into town? What's happening here? What new information are they receiving? Young people and children are already wired to function with direct access to nature and supernature for all the information they need. Nature has already prepared for some big changes that are happening in our lifetime. We need to protect them from contamination. Everything we are doing to engage directly with the earth boosts charts, boosts the charge, boosts our own energy, and the power in the new earth grid. And I'll talk about this more in part 2.